Bill will be conducting your hearing, sir. Will be the lead on your hearing, so just hold on.
Okay, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Stephen Ballard. My prison number is 251030.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Board of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Louis Quinones. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and to her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. All right, prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I don't have money to represent, to buy a lawyer, sir. Okay, so I'll be representing myself.
All right. Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether the supervision could be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you think it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Westby and then talk about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Alright, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about March 1st, 2018, as directed on February 16th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir. I did abscond.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Mr. Ballard, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he had violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Mr. Neal. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright. And Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby?
December 26, 2017, he's arrested on 7/6, 2018, he signed 50, and then he was arrested in Miami.
Thanks, sir. Okay. Okay, Mr. Ballard, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So the information we have here is that you were released to the TLC halfway house at 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson. Then on January 16, 2018, you were approved to reside with your mother, Mary Davis, on Grand Avenue in Tucson. So did you stay with your mother for the rest of the time you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. I did stay with my mother, sir. Yes.
Okay. So you're still staying there, but you just you wouldn't report into your PO.
I reported into my PO on the when I left the halfway house because they told me if anything happens to report to them immediately. So the next day I had to go see my parole officer. I went there and I explained to them that I don't have no money because I'm waiting for SSD where my SSD was on SMI. So I was waiting for my money to come to get it going again, that I don't have the money to pay the halfway house. So I left there, and then I let them know that I have my mom's address, if that would be appropriate for me to go to. And I gave them the phone number to my mom's roommate, because I don't know my mom's home phone number. So the parole officer called my mom's roommate, asked if that was okay, if I was to stay there, and they said yes. And then parole approved that address, my parole officer did.
Okay, but he told you, gave you instructions in February to come in on the 1st of March for a face-to-face, and you didn't go in. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. To be honest with y'all, I have a drug problem, a real bad drug problem, and I just really would like to seek help. And I'm not used to people, like, offering me help. Because I grew up in foster homes and group homes, so it's like, it was hard for me to ask for help at the time when I was under the influence. And I really want help. I really would like to get help so that I can better myself for me and for my daughter and to be a better member to society. So, I mean, if y'all can grant me.
No, you're the only one that can cure your drug problem.
Yes, and that's what I'm asking the board if they can.
The one that can do it.
Yes. So I'm asking for help, to be honest. I took time to have someone help me to write a letter to the board. I don't know if you guys received it or not, but I was asking for help if I can go into rehab. And then on my,
today would do one of two things, either reinstate your community supervision or revoke it, but we can't recommend a particular place for you to be located or placed.
I already have a place to go. Yeah, if I was to get out.
It's all up to the parole officer and not us as to where you would go if we should choose to reinstate your community supervision.
Okay.
When you're out, sir?
No, sir. I was trying to get my Social Security disability.
Okay.
Going when I was out there through my SSD. And if you guys was to grant me to give me the privilege to get out of prison, to reinstate me, I have this series on my paperwork for sanctions. That I would be referred, so I would go back to Sacramento. That's where I'll be staying at. So once, if you guys did grant me the permission to be reinstated back on parole, I would go and stay at Sacramento.
Okay.
That's where my parole officer would have me go.
Okay. And
that's what they said on my thing.
So sir, do you remember they sent a letter to your mother's house about when they, were issuing the warrant, they sent a letter there to tell you that if you would come into the parole office and talk to them, that more than likely the warrant would be quashed. Why didn't you go in and talk to them then?
To be honest with you, sir, with no lies, my mom, she has a caretaker because she's disabled, and my mom doesn't check her mail. It's one of her caseworkers or her housekeeper. They check her mail. To be honest with you, you can you can have someone call my mom. I mean, go over there and verify that. She's disabled. She's in a wheelchair. And that's the honest truth. Now, my mom never checks her mailbox. They cook for my mom. Her housemate does. They come over there, they cook for her, and they empty the trash.
Okay.
That's the honest truth.
Sir, at this time, I'm going to see if the my fellow board members have any questions. No questions? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'll be going into the discussion to make a determination about your community supervision. Before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. All right, but however, we ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us, just any new information you think might be pertinent to our decision, okay?
Okay. Well, you need to speak right now, sir?
If you're going to make a final statement, now it's time to do it.
Okay. I'll admit to my mistakes that I have done in the past, and I just want to move forward in life and do what's right. I mean, I know I'm not perfect, but I am willing to accept any help that's offered to me. I understand that it's better to receive help and keep the people closer to me that's trying to help me, and keep the people away from me that doesn't want to help me. That's what I'm realizing and understanding. And that's pretty much what I have to say, is that I appreciate you taking your time, all of you taking the time to come out here to see me and to hear me speak on my behalf.
Okay.
And I would really appreciate it if I can get reinstated so that I can go into ITH at SACRAT.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination about your community supervision. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing your case. We ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent, and you can hear the whole conversation. When we've made a decision, I'll get right back with you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, the board is now discussing. Well, this is... Let me get some variations on the word unfortunate. This is an unfortunate situation. Mr. Ballard talks like he is, you know, really wanting to turn the corner and everything, but I have a problem with, well, besides the abscondes, which I can't overlook, it seems like he's using his drug problem as an excuse not to get treatment for his drug problem. That was the way the statement came out to me, but he was high, so he didn't ask for help, so he wouldn't get high. I really don't feel at this point in time that he is really, really serious about ending his drug problems. And I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision. I think he should spend the rest of his time making a plan and getting any program he might be able to get before he gets out of it. And I'm willing to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members if you need. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W0917 and Mr. Ballard's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, our discussion, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Ballard as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses without the lapse in criminal waiver company, specifically his discount time when they couldn't account for him, and his self-admission to using drugs. And that's my motion.
Agree.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Ms. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Canonis, and Ms. Nowes. Okay, Mr. Ballard, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We suggest that you try to get any Narcotics Anonymous and even Alcoholics Anonymous, that type of program that you can between now and the time you get out. Most of the yards do have those programs. And anything else you might be able to get while you're still incarcerated, keep yourself sober so that when you get out in November that you'll be able to move that direction that you say you want to go, which would be a sober life and a productive life. Okay? Understand?
Okay. Do you know what November, what do I get out, sir?
Okay, the date we have would be November 9th, 2018.
November 9th?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
This will end your hearing, sir, and would you please put the seal through?